Felix and Zamarendra's long and painstaking work on the aluminium industry, the industry's impact, and the great threat that it presents to the people of Adivasi Orissa, or Odisha, I should say. And we will definitely not be disappointed. I mean, this is a remarkable piece of work. I got my own copy yesterday afternoon. At 742 pages, it was never going to be a quick read. But as soon as I began, this morning, in fact, out of this earth, I was gripped. It's powerful. It's powerfully written. It's authoritative. And it's challenging. Out of this Earth is, in fact, a major contribution on several fronts. It offers a holistic account of a highly complex industry. It comes from an anthropological impulse, I think, perhaps, from Felix, picked up by Zamarendra. And that means asking about anything, in this case, the aluminium industry, how it all fits together. It's a holistic account of a highly complex industry. It asks about the industry's social structure. We don't often think about industries having social structure, but this book shows that they do, and it's how important it is to understand them. About the system of values, about the system of relationships that constitute that industry. And in this sense, it is an anthropology of aluminium in the proper sense. It involves showing the connections between the different elements of what is a highly dispersed system, dispersed socially, dispersed spatially, elements that are usually kept apart and deliberately kept apart, so that the bits can't be normally tied together, which means exposing the kind of functional ignorance that allows the system to operate in the unseen way that it does, which is a precondition for the sort of corporate respectability that the book exposes and points out and challenges. The sort of ignorance that means that traders in the metal market don't even think to ask about the condition of people displaced by bauxite mines, who knows where in the world that the metal comes from that they're trading. It means throwing light on the way in which the aluminium industry is facilitated by a whole host of other institutions, by government departments, by accountancy firms, by the aid business that creates the infrastructure for aluminium, as the book calls it, and the internal supports of the interlocking deals of the cartel that constitutes the industry. Out of this Earth reveals how, in the words from the book, manufacturing aluminium is an intrinsic part of our industrial and financial system as a whole. And that's a terribly important point, and one that is well demonstrated. And this includes, importantly, how it's deeply connected to the arms industry and to the modern history of war, or the history of modern war. But most importantly, Felix and Zamarendra's aluminium story is systematically told from the point of view and the perspective of the Adivasi communities, who have always lived under the protection of the bauxite-capped mountains, whose livelihoods have always come from cultivating aluminium-rich soils, and who now face displacement, dispossession, and exploitation in the name, and this is an important part of the argument, in the name of wealth creation, in the name of development and poverty reduction. People whose interests are systematically subordinated and discounted as externalities in the cost-benefit economics of regional aluminium-based industrial development. And the book has a lot to say, importantly, about cost-benefit analysis and about externalities and what gets externalized. Now, these are complex and historically involved processes, and the book traces them meticulously and presents lucidly with vivid examples and convincing documentary and at times ethnographic evidence the story. That's why it's important, because the detail is there. And underlying all of this is an important argument about development and about poverty. An argument that goes to the heart of India's paradox of growing inequality and durable poverty in the context of unprecedented economic growth. We've heard about this with David Cameron's visit to Bangalore just yesterday. Most policymakers and official aid organisations have signed up to the notion in one form or another that economic growth is a major engine of poverty reduction. In fact, it's not necessary to deny this to accept Felix and Samarendra's consistent point that capitalist and industry-based development also creates and perpetuates and deepens poverty. And they're able to explain how this is so. And at the core of this is their point that areas richly endowed with resources to exploit are equally rich in exploitation. And they show this is nowhere more true than in the Adivasi regions of Orissa, whose aluminium industry demonstrates the kind of state-supported appropriation of land, of water, and other resources, what Karl Marx called primitive accumulation, which deepens poverty and destroys ways of living. What are perhaps sometimes described as internally colonized regions, but the book goes beyond that and points out how these regions are internationally colonized, not in the same way as under the colonial period, but in an equivalent and different but equally significant way. Out of This Earth doesn't flinch then from extending the net of critical description to every part of the aluminium industry's worldwide web, the web of the industry, that is, and to home in on and open up to scrutiny some critical nodes of power, particularly those based in London. And we're then presented uncomfortably with the ways in which our own patterns of consumption, of high consumption, are materially connected to and harm distant people living very different, far more sustainable, low consumption lives, who are struggling against enormous odds to protect their own way of living from the effects of the demands of our way of living. And it's that interconnectedness that comes about and is traced right all the way through. It's a long thread, and it's a book that traces that thread, which is a very important thing to do. So in the end, the power of Out of This Earth is that it's a book about the people who are reading it. It's not people reading a book about other people. It's about, in a sense, it's a book about us, and it's a challenge to us. Us, the global consuming middle class. It throws light on the systems that hide the true costs and that outsource suffering in our economic system. And Felix and Samarendra are not interested in objectifying Adivasis as others in an account, but they're interested in bearing witness to what is going on. And more than this, they help articulate an Adivasi critique of the moral and spiritual poverty of industrial development and corporate power, as well as documenting the current and important struggle that's going on against the aluminium mining industry. It's a wonderful book, and I don't know if anybody has had a chance to start reading it yet, but I encourage you to get the copy, sit down. It looks daunting, but once you get stuck in, really it's difficult. So.